USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A deal to fund the government through the end of this fiscal year will see a lot of attention Friday and likely swift passage first in the U.S. House. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters he expects a big majority of Democrats to vote in favor of the bill. Most Republicans are expected to back the legislation as well. New York's attorney general is ready to seize some of Donald Trump's properties if he doesn't come up with a large amount of bond money. USA's Laura Winters.
New York Attorney General Letitia James taking the first step towards seizing some of Donald Trump's assets if he can't meet Monday's deadline to post his $464 million bond in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County, New York.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. Is Apple a monopoly? The U.S. Justice Department thinks so. USA's John Schaefer.
According to Attorney General Merrick Garland, Apple has monopolized the smartphone market.
Apple has maintained monopoly power in the smartphone market, not simply by staying ahead of the competition on the merits.
He announced in a briefing Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple. Apple contends that the lawsuit is misguided on both factual and legal grounds.
For the first time in 2 years, life expectancy in the U.S. has gone up. According to a CDC report released Thursday, the life expectancy in 2022 was 77 and a half years. U.S. life expectancy still is not as high as it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
An independent investigation by officials in Major League Baseball will be coming as the league's highest paid player is being linked to suspects in a federal gambling probe. LA Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani's interpreters facing accusations of stealing millions of Ohtani's money and spending it with an illegal bookmaker, but many questions remain.
I think they will look into everything, the bets outside of baseball, the bookmaking operation by this Orange County guy, and then how was Ohtani involved?
Villanova sports law professor Andrew Brandt, a spokesperson for Ohtani, originally told ESPN the funds were knowingly transferred to help cover a gambling debt. But later, a lawyer said Ohtani was instead the victim of being ripped off. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline attributed to soaring mortgage rates. No charges will be filed in regards to a fight that occurred one day before the death of an Oklahoma teenager, 16-year-old Nex Benedict, who had complained to parents and school staff about being bullied, was involved in a fist fight at Owosso High School in Oklahoma, and was found dead the next day. Officials have ruled Benedict's death a suicide. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.